Released in 1978, there was the 7-inch single The Car from Bristol four-piece Apartment. And this is Cassettes and Chocolate Milk Mod Podcast number 28. That means a multitude of mod-inspired tracks from power pop to ska. But we're starting off the show with the Brisbane-based mod revivalists, The Riptides. Tomorrow's Tears was released on Valentine's Day 1980 and was later performed to a rapturous audience on Countdown. The band later established themselves in Sydney alongside INXS, The Sunny Boys and Midnight Oil. It may also interest you to know that after their breakup in 1983, they went on to form seminal Australian 80s band Gangajang.
Sometimes I know it's when you see your pictures are matching me. tomorrow's tears, tomorrow's tears. You know that I can't cry. Tomorrow's tears, tomorrow's tears. You know that I can't cry. Tomorrow's tears, tomorrow's tears. Today, today, today. Oh, you know that I can't cry.
FBI from Manchester group Thunderboys. Not a great deal is known about the band. They recorded a handful of songs for the 1980 Start compilation Household Stocks. Apparently they went on to sign a deal with London Records in 1983. Hits were had, but there are little traces to suggest so. That and John Peel was a fan, but don't many bands boast that privilege. Now, for a very momentary early incarnation of The Who. In the summer of 1964, Mod Pete Meaden started managing The Who, a band which at that time had failed to make it to the next level, I guess you could say. He redressed the boys as a mod act, renaming them the High Numbers. He advised that they sing about typical mod matters, clothes, drugs, girls, self-qualification. This song, Zoot Zoot, appeared as the B-side from their only single, I'm the Face. And although it was only a very brief period in the history of The Who, lasting only that summer, Zoot Zoot has become infamous for its striking similarity to the dynamic song, Misery. You have to hear it, I insist.
I'm the hippiest number in town, and I tell you why. I'm the snappiest dresser right down to my inch wide tie. And to get you wise, I'll explain to you a few of the things that a face is supposed to do. I wear a suit, suit jacket with side bands 5 inches long. I have two-tone rogue all the rest, yeah, you know this is wrong. But the main thing is, unless you're a fool, ah, you know you gotta know, yeah, you know, yeah, you gotta be cool. My striped suit jacket that the salts can plainly see. So the action lies with all of you guys. It's how you look in the other cat's eyes. But don't you see now?
The 1966 single from Beverly Ann, He's Coming Home. Now for a Latter Day cover, recorded for the Radio 1 compilation, Radio 1 Established 1967. This is Razorlight covering Sting's Ode to Quentin Crisp, an Englishman in New York.
I take tea, my dear. Like my toast done on one side. And you can hear it in my accent when I talk. I'm an Englishman in New York. See me walking down Fifth Avenue. A walking cane here at my side. I take it everywhere. I'm an Englishman in New York. Oh, I'm an alien. I'm a legal alien. I'm an Englishman in New York. Oh, I'm an alien. I'm a legal alien. I'm an Englishman in New York.
Manners maketh man, as someone said. He's the hero of the day. To suffer ignorance and smile. Be yourself, no matter what they say. Be yourself, no matter what they say. Oh, I'm an alien. I'm a legal alien.
Saturday, you see me. watch yourself while you are eating.
From their 1980 album, I Just Can't Stop It, that was The Beat, or if you're living in the US, The English Beat, with Mirror in the Bathroom. There are arguments about the interpretation of Mirror in the Bathroom. Dave Wakeling once said that it was a tale about how self-involvement leads to narcissism, leads to isolation. But then it's also been said that it's about cocaine addiction. So the Lovers in Two Tone and the Scar Revival still discuss and argue about the song's meaning and intent, but in any case, it's still a brilliant piece of musical neuroticism. Now for some power pop from Wakefield. This is The Strange Ways with the 1978 single Show Her You Care. And if you're wondering why the sound quality is so fine, Show Her You Care was actually recorded at Abbey Road Studios.
When my buddies run, this girl caught my eye. Thinking that I had a chance, I asked her if she liked to dance, but she was with another guy. Ooh, when I saw her move, I couldn't walk away. Ooh, I just had to prove it to myself, and I heard me say, hey,
come on, boy, show the girl that you care.
Out and I went right into him a boy and pushed him on the floor. It was a good job, he was smaller. I wouldn't have done that at all, so I pushed him some more. Ooh, I guess she was impressed. I looked at her and smiled. Ooh, she puts me in the nose, and then I knew she didn't like my style. No,
come on, boy, show the girl that you care.
Oh,
come on, boy, show the girl that you care.
Oh, no.
Come on, show the girl that you care.
Weller's rousing political rhetoric. That was Walls Come Tumbling Down from the Style Council's 1983 record, Our Favourite Shop. I'll leave you, my faithful listeners, with some sage advice from the Long Blondes. This is Once and Never Again. Thanks again for listening.